Before we get into today's episode with Cindy Martinez, host of Welcome to the Neighborhood podcast, I want to give my condolences to all the families and friends that were lost during this coronavirus outbreak.
Need something delivered? Do you need dinner? Groceries? Did you forget to stop and buy that bottle of tequila? Postmates is here for you. If you haven't tried Postmates before, we have a great deal for you. Just by setting up a new account and using the code INDIEFOOD, you will be eligible for $100 in delivery fee credits for the first 7 days of your membership. Don't wait. Go to Postmates.com and use the code INDIEFOOD. That's INDIEFOOD. Postmates. Anything, anytime, anywhere. Postmate it.
Are you shopping to find your thing? Is your thing stickers, t-shirts, posters? Is your thing wall art, clothing, home and living, phone cases? Are you shopping for your kids and babies? How about stationery? Many, many other gifts. You can find all these at Redbubble, redbubble.com. Get the app and save 20% at redbubble.com. Find your thing. Click on the link in the show notes. That's Redbubble, redbubble.com. Cindy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I see that you're the host of Welcome to the Neighborhood podcast.
Yes, I am. It's a new podcast. I'm really excited about it.
Can you explain a little bit about your podcast and what it's about?
Yeah, of course. So Welcome to the Neighborhood. We started it out as a true crime podcast, but I explained to George that my other passion was the paranormal. So I was able to convince him. Well, it didn't take a lot of convincing because he was really excited about the idea of doing both true crime and paranormal. And I wanted to do it based on different cities. And since we're based in the Chicagoland area, I didn't want to set it as our base and then move on from there. So we just did 4 episodes recently that is in the Chicagoland area. So now we want to start covering other cities. And then, so for every city, I'm going to be doing a true crime episode and a paranormal episode.
That was my next question, was if you're going to keep your podcast around the Chicago area or expand out.
Yes, of course. We are going to expand, but I do want to set it as a base. So like every few weeks that I do a different city, so I'm thinking maybe 6 weeks or so, I want to come back around and do more Chicagoland area stuff, just because that's where I'm from. That's where George is from. You know, we have different experiences with a lot of the cases and stories. Recently, we just did Drew Peterson, and we live in the Bolingbrook, Illinois area as well. And we have our own personal connection to it. So if I can find something that makes it personal to us, I want to cover it, and I want to make it special for our listeners.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been podcasting?
Well, this is my first podcast. I've guested on George's show quite a few times. He has his own podcast. It's a comedy podcast called Two Sushi Rolls, and that's kind of where I got the hang of it. I didn't know I was going to fall in love with it because I was really nervous when I first went on his show. I thought that I was going to bomb. I thought I wasn't going to be funny. I thought I would have nothing to talk about, but it ended up being so fun. And he approached me about doing this podcast and me hosting it alone and him producing it. And I just jumped at it. I was so excited to do it.
Now, is George your behind-the-scenes guy?
Yes. He's my partner in this. We are kind of equals. He does the editing, mixing. He does the music for the show. And he helps me on the business end. Just because he's been doing it for a long time now, he knows what he's talking about. And, you know, he's all about promoting and marketing and, you know, he's really excited about this. And I do trust him completely when it comes to decisions like that, just because it's so new to me.
Yeah, that's pretty cool because I do all this myself, you know, so I'm on my own promoter and host and, you know, I run everything. So it's like, I know the work he puts into that.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Now, were you born and raised in the Chicago area?
Yes, I am from the south side of Chicago. I lived in the West Elgin area that's very near Midway Airport. I pretty much grew up on the south side of Chicago, and then we moved out to the Bolingbrook area when I was a teenager.
I think you have like 3 episodes out, and I listened to like maybe 15 podcasts, and you made my list, so.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
I don't know how I came across your podcast, but I listened to it, and I was like, wow, this is really, you know, I really enjoyed it because I liked the way the music was set behind the story.
Yeah.
And you do a very fine job on telling the story.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What do you find the most challenging so far since you've been doing this, you know, getting your feet wet in podcasting?
I think it's performing a little bit. See, I really want to tell the story, but I don't want to sound fake. You know, I want it to be very me. And I also want to convey emotion, like what we just did, the Drew Peterson, Stacey Peterson case. And that was a case that, again, was very close in proximity to me, and reading about it angered me so much. But I had trouble kind of conveying that emotion. And it wasn't until George said, you know, you need to really let go. You need to really let them know how angry you are. You know, don't act, like really tell them how you feel. And, that set the tone for the whole episode. So I think that's kind of something that maybe it comes with more practice, is conveying how I feel about these cases.
I don't know. I think you do a great job. I mean, I listened to your interview with some of the people of the Drew Peterson case, and it's not like you're, you know, really get pissed off about, you know, what really happened in the case and him being so cocky and arrogant. You know.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, I mean, do you know the area from Drew Peterson? Is it just a story you were following?
I know the area. Yes. Drew Peterson lived about 2 minutes from me. So I heard it all. I heard the choppers. I heard police sirens. I heard the media. It was a crazy time.
Yeah. I see that you were doing true crime and paranormal. So what got you into the paranormal side of it?
So the paranormal it's something that's been a huge part of my life for as long as I can remember. It's always fascinated me, the idea of spirits and the afterlife. And, you know, I used to love hearing ghost stories. I used to seek them out by myself as a little girl. I've had many experiences of my own, and I've always been like really attuned to my senses and very aware of them and their energy. I wouldn't go so far as to say that I'm gifted or anything, but I open myself up to it, so I can feel and sense and things that other people can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, since I'm a paranormal podcast, I'm fascinated by other people's stories and events. I mean, because the paranormal is a very wide field. So I'm always interested in other people's stories and their angles on, you know, looking at it.
Right. It's just something I've always been so in love with, just the idea of an afterlife. And I've seen ghosts of my own. You know, I've seen my grandfather on the subway once. I saw him on the subway. And one time I saw my grandmother in my house. She was in the kitchen with my mom. So I know they're there. I know they're real. I feel it. I think it's amazing. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed your second episode with Resurrection Mary.
Yes. That was our second episode.
I think that's my favorite. I mean, naturally.
No, that was my favorite to research.
Yeah. Can you describe a little bit to the listeners that don't know about Resurrection Mary?
Yeah, of course. So Resurrection Mary, she's the most famous ghost in Chicago. She, you know, relies in the South Side area on Archer Avenue. And the thing about her story is that she's a folklore legend almost, because we don't know who she was in life and we don't know exactly how she died. So it's all by assumptions and by experiences with her. It's assumed that she died in a hit-and-run car accident while she was walking down Archer Avenue. It's also assumed that she was at a ballroom that night with a boyfriend, and she got angry and left, and that's why she was on the road. She's blonde, she wears a white dress, and a lot of her experiences happen with men, and it's usually... it's like a vanishing hitchhiker story, only she's not hitchhiking. Usually they stop, they see her, it's cold out, they pick her up, and they take her wherever she wants to go, and it's usually at the place where she is allegedly buried, Resurrection Cemetery. So usually she asks them to just go down Archer, and she'll disappear before they even get to the cemetery, or she stops, gets out, and disappears as she's going to the gate. A lot of times people have seen her and almost hit her. Sometimes people have hit her, get out of the car, and she's gone. So it's a lot of different stories like that. So she's the most famous ghost in Chicago, and everyone just has a story about her, especially the Southsiders.
Yeah, I did some research on her, you know, and you covered it pretty good. I mean, there's really not much I can add to that than what you put in there.
Yeah.
But you being from the area.
Yeah, that was a really fun one for me to cover because that's a story I've known my whole life. And there was just so many things that I found out that I had never known. Like, you know, that she would just be at a bar. She would just be at a club. You know, it's stories like that that I had never heard before, because the only one that I ever really heard was that, you know, they would see her on the road, or this guy picked her up at a ballroom one night and they danced all night, and then she asked him to take her down Archer when she said she lived only a few blocks away, and then when he turned to see her getting out of the car, she just disappeared. It's freaky.
Yeah, it is, you know, and I think that when you tell your story, there are people out there that can relate to what you're saying. Sometimes you wonder, you know, is anybody, you know, do they believe you or they don't believe in it? But there are people out there that can relate to one way or another to your story, you know, whether it be Resurrection Mary or something in their own area that's a legend of a spirit or a ghost, you know. And when you tell your stories, I can tell that you know the area, and that's why I think that's what comes across so well, is you almost put the people, the listener, into the scene, you know?
Yeah, and that's what I really want to convey in the local stories that I'm covering. That's why I want to make Chicago our base, just because I know the area, I know the city, I know the surrounding towns, and I can tell it in a way that I couldn't tell a story based in, you know, I don't like say Orlando or say Columbus or, you know, Gary, Indiana. So these are stories that I can tell, I can research and I can tell, but I can't picture it in my head, as opposed to a Chicago story. I know exactly what street corner they're saying, and I can picture it, and I want to convey that when I'm telling the story. So that's why I want to set it as our base and tell a story every few weeks about it.
Oh yeah, because I know a couple other people from the Chicago area, and it is a very active city. You know, in the suburbs.
Yes, it is. Lots of stories.
The other story you had, I think it was the first one, the Brown's Chicken Massacre.
Yes.
Do you know that area also?
Actually, I don't. I mean, my godfather lives up in Palatine, but I don't go up there very often. I know how to get there, and I know the surrounding areas. The Brown's Chicken Massacre, the reason that story's so personal to me is because my mom worked for that company for a very long time. So I spent a huge chunk of my childhood just going to different Brown's Chicken locations with her, like take your daughter to work day or certain days where she knew she was going to be there late and she would just have me with her. So I knew the Portillo's, I knew the story, you know, and that's what made it so personal to me is the fact that I knew the owner that this affected and the way it affected the company and the way that it affected the community.
Sound like you were kind of personal because it just sounded like you were there.
Yes, I did enjoy telling that one.
Yeah, actually, I enjoyed all three, to tell you the truth. I haven't got all the way through the Drew Peterson one yet, but I'm halfway through it.
Thank you.
I'm halfway through it. But I did like all three of them. I thought, well done.
Thank you.
What do you have coming up for, like, any hints on any future stories you're looking at?
Well, yeah, our next episode is coming up this Friday, but it's going to be Joliet Prison. So Joliet Prison is another famous haunted area in Chicago. So the Joliet Prison is where they filmed the opening scene for the Blues Brothers when John Belushi's character is being processed out. And he meets his brother, who's played by Dan Aykroyd, in the street.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies, yeah.
Mine too. Mine too, and it's a Chicago staple, so I have to cover it. It's a recently abandoned prison. It was abandoned in 2002, and it's only been in the past 2-3 years that it started to get investigated. So there's a lot of evidence that I found, but there's nothing specific like who is this ghost, what happened to this spirit. I couldn't find any of that information, but there was so much activity going on in that prison.
Well, when you record your episodes, do you do it at George's studio?
Yeah, so George has his own little studio set up, so I record with him.
Yes, that's good, because he takes a lot of the heat off of you as far as the editing and putting it out, like you say, you know, advertising, and that's the key, you know, trying to get your podcast heard, you know, and different markets to hit, you know.
Right, and I'm learning all of that as I go along.
Anything you want to close out with, like where they can find you?
Yeah, of course. Our podcast can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, and also Stitcher. If you want to follow our Instagram and our Facebook, you can find it at WTTN, and our Twitter is at WTTNP.
Oh, very good. Okay, well, thank you, Cindy, for being on the show. And again, everybody, it is the Welcome to the Neighborhood podcast, hosted by Cindy Martinez.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I want to thank Cindy Martinez for being on the show today. Cindy is the host of Welcome to the Neighborhood. It is a new podcast out based on true crime and the paranormal. Cindy is from the Chicago area, and Chicago right now is getting hit very hard by this coronavirus. You're in my prayers, and we will get through this. Since the recording of this episode, Cindy has had a new episode out on Welcome to the Neighborhood based on the Joliet Prison. The Joliet Prison is in Illinois, and if you remember, it was a opening scene in the Blues Brothers movie. Since it's been closed, it has been a hotspot for paranormal activity. It is open to tourists and paranormal teams. So give that a listen to the Joliet Prison on the Welcome to the Neighborhood podcast. I'm your host, Al Cooley, from Ghost in the Valley, a member of the Indie Blast Podcast Network.
Podcast Network.